Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for our daily editorial. I've got Joe McKinney on the line. Jimmy is the co-host of this particular program. Jimmy, you called me this morning earlier, and you mentioned something about the Democratic Party, which I want to talk about, but you also mentioned about Goldman Sachs. What's going on there, sir?
Well, apparently Goldman Sachs is saying that, warning that the inflation levels are going to continue to be really high. Right now, based on Fed's preferred gauge, the highest level since February 1982. So we've seen some significant problems with inflation. And I think the reality that many people are ignoring are the lockdowns and the policies by the Biden administration and the failed policies against COVID that are restricting supply chains, that are forcing a lot of people out of the labor market. Unemployment's low, but there's really low labor participation rate, and there's a shortage of labor out there for many, many workers having a tough time. And then in the states like New York and California, which are, you know, very big, carry a big percentage of not only employment, but economic impact on the country, a lot of these draconian rules that they continue to push are hurting small business. And I can tell you in Washington State, they're damaging small businesses very significantly, while the big Amazons, the Microsofts, and the the Facebooks are actually giving more revenues because they're making so much money. So basically, you're undercutting the small business owner. You're forcing more people out of the workforce based on mandates, especially professionals in the healthcare industry, airline pilots, and others of the type. And you've got a labor shortage. And you've got people that aren't working at the ports. So you've got people that are not be able to drive trucks because of some of these policies. These are all going to come home to haunt this administration over the next 6 months to a year very significantly. And I'm afraid, you know, a lot of analysts are beginning to realize, in spite of the fact they're trying to cover up and try to protect this administration, CNBC analysts, a lot of them are attempting to actually kind of pretend this isn't really happening. The reality is becoming clear. The economy is suffering, and I really think we're going to see some, in my view, we're going to probably see, I'm predicting a little bit lower GDP numbers than what we should have based on coming out of some of the COVID economic downturn that we had from 2020.
Let's talk a little bit about optimism. Pardon me. Let's talk a little bit about optimism, Jimmy. Out here, it's interesting. Now, you've been gone for about 3 weeks. And I know in terms of supply chains, the situation in the local grocery stores, the situation in the local drug stores are pretty abysmal. The situation among the general public out here is also a bit on the abysmal side. There is a tremendous malaise in society right now. People really don't know what to do. They don't really know where to get any, for lack of better terms, feeling of optimism. Is that happening at all on the East Coast where you are, Jim?
So it's a little bit different here in South Carolina. There are not mass mandates. There are mass recommendations.
Right.
They're not shut down. The schools are open. People are pretty much living their lives as normal. There are supply chain issues. There are shortages. You know, as we walked around to try to get a few last minute things, for Christmas, there were quite a few empty shelves, surprisingly. But for the most part, everybody seems to be treating each other very well. And I will tell you, the neighborhood that I just moved into in a beautiful little area near Lake Murray in small town of Chapin, South Carolina, a place called Timberlake Plantation, the vast majority of the new homeowners right around me in a very new little subdivision that we live in is on a golf course on the lake. It's filled with New Yorkers, New Jersey, Pennsylvanians, and people leaving those blue states in the north, and they're leaving in droves, and they are just absolutely fed up with some of the policies. They're coming down here they are a lot happier and they are much more pleasant. And of course, you know, part of that is, you know, we're not facing 17 degree weather like you are right now either.
Right, right. No, it's pretty cold out here.
But the other policies that the local authorities are continuing to push, especially people like Jay Inslee, which is being called out even by the Wall Street Journal for his draconian and authoritarian, tyrannical decision making. You know, that it's not the same out here. There is a difference.
Well, you may have a new neighbor. It's hard to say. Jimmy, let me ask you one thing right now, and that is, what do you feel? And I want to ask some of our listeners who are active on the blog, what do you feel is the future? I haven't seen a situation like this, quite frankly, ever in my life. Now, we do have an interesting situation out here in that COVID seems to be a little more rapid with the Omicron virus. Although the Omicron virus, I will have to say, doesn't seem to be quite as serious as the COVID that we experienced here, I would have to say, in the last 2 or 3 months or so. How about out there? How's the virus doing? Is it also expanding out there? Boy, you look at some of the news feeds that I get, and you know, there's headlines like World Health Organization is predicting a downfall in the healthcare system in the United States. I mean, that's a pretty interesting statement, Jim.
Well, you know, what they're saying is that because they fired so many nurses and doctors for not taking the vaccinations,
right,
professionals who actually understood what the danger is in taking an untried, untested, big pharma, you know, injection, that may cause a problem. We know from that over this last year and a half, 2 year period, that the death rates, all the hyperbole of what was going to happen never happened. The only thing that will destroy us is bad policy making and forcing people out of jobs that are in the healthcare system. Now we're seeing that hospitals are begging nurses to come back. And the places where they fired large numbers of nurses, I just read a piece yesterday, 140 nurses from a hospital system in Oregon, they forced them out for not taking the vaccine. In order to fulfill their shortfalls, they hired transit nurses that come in on, you know, that travel from place to place. They aren't requiring them to have the vaccination. And many hospitals are having to beg their nurses to come back. So if we have a problem with the healthcare system in the United States, it's primarily because of bad policies enforcing mandates on people when they don't want to take them. The other part I think that people need to realize is there's a level of frustration and a reality that maybe the experts at the CDC, maybe the experts in the pharmaceutical industries, maybe the experts like Anthony Fauci on the President's Advisory Committee, maybe they were being dishonest, disingenuous, ill-informed, or absolutely just stupid and politically motivated. And I believe many people are beginning to realize that they do not trust the system because of the inconsistencies with what they've put forward in different policies.
I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is a great example of how people in the United States simply don't trust the system anymore. And that's a very sad situation to be in, given the current events that are going on, Jim.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So I think CFS on our blog yesterday asked a question, you know, what's the plan? You know, we do got to act now. And I had said yesterday in our editorial that we have to take action to stop this. And what's the plan? I mean, you have to demand answers from these people that are giving you inconsistent information. The public has to step up and say, this is bogus. They've got to force their local, and I think CFS even mentioned this, they've got to force their local elected officials to take actions to clarify and to take responsibility and take it away from unelected health department officials that are not responding.
Right.
And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, football player, very well-respected, well-known football player from the Green Bay Packers, or at least well-known, came out and said, look, you know, science that can't be questioned isn't science. That's propaganda. And I will reiterate that point. You know, we do not want a question we cannot answer, you know, that we can't have an answer. I'd rather have a question I can't answer than an answer I can't question. And that's what we're seeing right now. That's a Max Planck, a physicist. Max Tegmark, his comments on this is, I think, really, really important. We're being forced to accept policies without question and without questioning what's going on behind it. And as we get more information, we're realizing most of that is false. And the real way that this is going to have to change is a big disruption in the 2020 election and who's controlling the direction of the nation. And I hope that's coming. There's some indicators that it may be coming.
I don't think there's any question at all. I think it is coming. I think you can take on maybe. I think we're going to see the same thing happen nationwide that we saw happen in Seattle during the last election personally. Anything else you want to say, Jim?
I'm just afraid, and again, the level of corruption in our election system has to be dealt with, and we have to force not only transparency, but voter ID. We have to get people involved at the very local level to watch and observe and to make complaints and hold these election officials accountable. And the most important thing that Congress must do when they come back in session under a Republican or a conservative or at least an American-focused agenda in 2022 is to get people like Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook out of influencing elections. That is just disturbing and dangerous.
It's more than just a little dangerous. Mark Zuckerberg is not a decent human being. There's no question about that. I've done a fair amount of research on Zuckerberg over the last 7 days, and let me tell you, Zuckerberg is causing more problems in our country than anybody I have ever seen. Jim, you got the final word, bud.
Hey, I just hope everybody has a wonderful new year. Let's be more positive and hope that 2022 is not 2020 TWO, that we move on and we actually move in a direction that actually brings America back to some sense of responsibility and accountability and respect in the world.
I agree 100% on that, Jim. Jimmy, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, give us some comments, would you?